I'd like to welcome everybody to the last two sessions of the 37 practices of Bodhisattvas. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask. Because we don't have that many opportunities. If no, I'll try to ask. Try to answer some of these questions. Someone had asked, when you sit down and meditate, is it possible for you to heal yourself?
This is a jasmine flower.
Jasmine.
No, it's a good smell. And the white is for purity.
Somebody asked a question to Joe.
How to meditate to heal.
How to meditate to heal.
And we meet a Sarapurburi call, we meet a Kachar.
Where?
Bangkok? Yes, Chilo. Meditation for healing.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Meditation, healing, they have a few different kinds of meditation, steps. They have one technique to remove sickness. And one meditation technique to increase your energy or strength of your body. And then number third meditation is to gain some blessings from medicine Buddha to increase your diseases or not increases your healthy but reduce your sickness and diseases. So there are three different steps of meditation. There are much more, but I just make easier to understand. There are three, like that. So only I taught this morning is very simple one. And all many people doing anapana. So I say, then when you do anapana, then why you don't just focus four elements? Just focus four elements, essence of four elements, the different colors, each different color. Earth is a yellow, fire is a red, wind is a jungle green, water is blue. There's four colors. So when you breathe in, you imagine the four colors of four elements, essence, breathing in and go through all the body, and you improve your health. Like that, you can visualize. That usually generally help for whole body, not specific this or that. Like sometimes when you drink water, and what you can do is you can chant a very short mantra. I think I'm hearing Joe's teaching you. Tiyatha Om Muni Muni Maha Munaya Soha, something like that. And you blow like this. So you can imagine that Buddha blessed the water, and the water is like a, how to say, like a medicine. Then you drink. That can help. But when you think everything, eating, drinking, everything not good, not clean, like that, then you're going to have high possibility to get sick. Whatever you're eating, thinking, is you think it's blessed by Buddha, it's a medicine like this, then you have totally different effect. I tell you one short story. When I went to pilgrimage, and there has a very water pond, and the pond is not that clean. It's very, very dirty. So, very dirty, and you can see small mosquitoes, babies running around inside the pond. Lot of fishes, not that clean. And I did little bit like this, and I, how to say, I respect the master who blessed this water. Then I just pray a little bit, and I took handful of water, drink a little bit, and put in the head. So I went back to guest house, and I waiting for, you know, diarrhea or typhoid or something, something existed that I can get from the water. So I wait. I didn't sick for one day, I didn't say it for second day. I think I feel I'm lucky. I didn't say. But I thought second thing. Oh no, no, because I think I imagine is a bless, and I imagine is a very pure. That's why it's helpful. When you think too much of negative, then I'm going to say it's not that healthy. So I'm going to say usually water itself should be clean. Yes, of course. But then how you see it, the water should be clean and 100% effective. When you see water is not clean, but the water is clean, then you have high possibility to sick, because your perception is already impure. Your way of thinking and perception is already impure, so that's not going to be good effect to you. Like that. So I do short supplication and I'm going to start the session. Okay?
Have jijjar vishala sorva de gunsan dozen kara vishire sing de ma kara jemang ni jo ma so jro bin jang de de ja so so kadar la ma nam na sorva de omin ju ji yin je foran du du zum san je gun je ngo wen je ram sum ju gun ngo so de de ba sa ye na me shan ba so va de sen yin ne lu so gra sin ji ro manjin nam ge tha da nyam de sim je tham ji ge sun du thob ja la nam na ba yang thob ba do ge sang ji go ba rum bu ji thob ra cha de chi du tham de chu sa ma de ni sen jin nyam so lang ra ji wo nyam be thu chang ju je ba sal dab de sem bar shu. So I supplicate our teacher Buddha, and I supplicate all the masters from the first until the my where I received teaching from, and number third I supplicate to my both masters, ignorant like me, with taught Dharma. Then after this application finished, it's very important to have a good motivation to listen Dharma teaching. So the motivation that I told almost three sessions, Rabba. I already finished three sessions, Rabba. Almost I talk about two sessions within three sessions about the motivation of Bodhicitta. So I said yesterday, to think like this, all my mother, kindness, sentient beings, wherever the space pervades, all these beings and their suffering and the cause of suffering to be free from, then after that intent enlightenment, for because of that reason, that my motivation, I came here to listen and a perfect, profound Dharma teaching, and I want to practice Dharma teaching how much I can. So that kind of aspiration and application, Bodhicitta, is very important before when you receive Dharma teachings. Important for me to have to teach, and for you to, when you receive Dharma, very important to have a perfect motivation. Motivation is like this. Motivation is some kind of direction. When your motivation is motive is yourself and selfish, your direction of Dharma become a very small skill. It's not that big effect. When you practice the same way of Dharma practice, but your motivation is not only for your benefit, or not so selfish, to benefit all other sentient beings wherever the space pervades, all the sentient beings include that. And when you try to see them as a connected with you, like your own kind parents or loved ones, then you have natural feelings, wish to be seeing that you don't want to see anyone to suffer. And whenever you see somebody doing wrong, you wish them to free from that and attain enlightenment, realization of how Buddha attained, and you want to wish that, then you came here to receive Dharma teaching. That is the perfect motivation. When you have that, each minute of listening Dharma teachings, at that virtue action, the good karma, going to give you very good results. That karma going to give you a help you to intend enlightenment. When you have very selfish, only you want to see yourself benefit, came here, that kind of motivation, and that karma is not that great karma, as only is a mundane samsara karma. You came here for motive with I want to achieve nirvana, I don't want to seek, I don't want to stay in the samsara circle, I want to be achieve nirvana, seek the nirvana path and achievement of arahat realization. You have that kind of motivation, all the minute by minute, all the virtue going to help you to achieve nirvana. When you have a bodhicitta, then you going to help you to achieve internal enlightenment. So that is the depends on the motivation. So motivation is very important. So that's why I want to keep after his translation is finished, like 5 minutes, we going to practice bodhicitta. And like before, we going to say in from mouth, all my mother sentient being, kind mother sentient being, suffering, cause of suffering, to abandon, achieve enlightenment. Again, you repeat, and you slowly you follow with what you're saying. So usually you need to see all sentient being as a mother, means your loved one, anyone you have loved one, your care one. Naturally, you can practice compassion. You eat first step, and they all have a suffering and a cause of suffering, and you wish they're free from their suffering, cause of suffering. The last one is for attain enlightenment, realization. So that is the 4 steps you should go. So Joe going to repeat, or I can repeat. Then you think. All mother sentient beings free from suffering and cause of suffering and achieve enlightenment, Buddhahood, then you came here to receive teaching. All mother sentient beings and suffering and cause of suffering to free and achieve enlightenment, Buddhahood, then you I came here to receive teaching. All mother sentient beings free from suffering and cause of suffering and achieve realization of enlightenment, I came here to receive teachings. All mother sentient beings free from suffering and cause of suffering attain enlightenment, realization, I came here to receive teachings. Now Joe going to read the root verse. Joe going to read 4 root verse together, because it's a very similar practices, but it's a different problems. Okay, so when you read the first verse and second verse and third verse and fourth verse, and after he reading the verse, then translator is going to read, then I'm going to explain the 4 together, because it's actually practice is same practice, but the different difficulties.
Mm-hmm. So the next part is bringing negative circumstances onto the path during post meditation. So this starts with the root verse number 12. If someone swayed by great desire steals all one's wealth or incite others to do so, it is the practice of bodhisattvas to dedicate to that person one's physical body, enjoyments, and virtues of the three times. This is known as bringing loss onto the path. The next root verse, which is bringing suffering onto the path, says, even if someone were to cut off one's head, though one is free from the slightest fault, it is the practice of the Bodhisattva to take all wrongdoing upon oneself through the force of compassion. Next one is bringing disgrace onto the path. The root verse says, even if someone proclaims all kinds of defamation about me throughout the 3,000-fold universe, it is the practice of Bodhisattvas to praise that person's qualities repeatedly with a loving attitude. Then the next is bringing slander onto the path. The root verse says, even if someone amid a crowd of many people reveals one's fault and utters harsh words, it is the practice of the Bodhisattvas to bow to that one respectfully with the notion that this is one's spiritual teacher.
So these four verse is a practice, is a measurement, because they have generally, we have two reactions with these four problems. First problem, you all know, somebody take like a robber or thief, steal my old wealth. Then number second, somebody harm my body or almost going to kill me or going to kill me soon or killing me. And somebody says not nice, bad things about me. Then the worst one, lot of people, when you are hierarchy, somebody lower than you, saying bad things to you. These four are practice and measurement. But generally, these four things, we have two reactions. First one, we react. Like somebody going to say, going to take my robber, come to my place and rob me, I try to fight back. Or I try to revenge, I try to ask police to go. This is our generally samsara reaction. Number secondly, generally when we base a practice of karma, and many people are going to say, this is my past life karma, so whether I take revenge or not, whether I give back the, in English, what you say? Not revenge. Revenge, I understand. Reaction, somebody do for you and you do something back.
In return.
Reaction. You take action to take revenge or take action exactly, you go back. Or second one, you don't take revenge, you don't take action. You stop thinking, oh, this is my past life karma. So that's why I'm having a suffering. Somebody is stealing my wealth, somebody is stealing my wealth, robbing my wealth, somebody is saying bad things about me, something going to harm me. This is all my karma. So you be patient. But I want to ask you one question. When you having this difficulty in your life, okay, somebody going to steal it, somebody going to say bad things, somebody make you difficulties, somebody going to criticize you, when you do reaction back, saying something bad, or you think it's a karma, both has some kind of suffering and uncomfortable. Yes? Now, Bodhisattva level of practice, they use these difficulties, conditions to apply Dharma. Like, for example, here they say somebody came and stole my thing. Yes? Now, I ask somebody to charm him. I know the person, I ask somebody to charm him. I ask police to catch him. After catch him, you try to beat him too. Okay. Who suffered more? He's the thief, the robber suffer more, or yourself suffer more?
You yourself
suffer more. You want to take revenge? You already took, you're angry, you talk. Almost 1 month you could repeat again and again and again. It's a difficult practice. I'm not saying any. I already say first time. I say it's not going to be easy. But when you don't, you just say, "Oh, it's my karma." It's beginning can be difficult, but the end is going to be beautiful ending. You don't have nothing anger, nothing regret, because I did something wrong. I no need to go to temple to monk to please. I did something wrong. Please give me, how to say, purify. And you no need to confess. Yes, Bodhisattva practice is different. Bodhisattva practice, they think about karma. Because of my karma, I need to lose this, so I lost. And Bodhisattva, they practice more extra. That is, here they say, when you took somebody things from me, I dedicate my wealth, my happiness to the thief or the robber who stole or who took. I want to dedicate you. I want to give you what you stole for me. It's a present. Now you check your mind. Do you have any difficulty? Huh? You don't have no pain? And you took that circumstance as a practice. Sometimes you should think, oh, thief is very good because he's, how to say, teaching me how to be generous. Because we are very stingy, yeah? So thief come, cut your pocket and bring in a bus. Thailand is famous, pocket.
What about the regret that you have that the thief now has the karma of stealing?
That's why this is, again, this is here very clearly that whatever you done bad karma, I take for you. And whatever you took for me, I give to you. And not only says, this says here, for example, through compassion you need to practice, through karma you can practice, through patience you can practice, three levels. And last one is, through emptiness you can practice. It's difficult. It's not easy beginning. So what you do is, you need to sit in your shrine. You need to imagine one by one. Understand? When you say mind training the mind, that means you need to sit in a shrine. We all the time says what? I want to be healthy. I don't have no problem. I think everything's okay. This is okay. We pray like this, but we honestly speaking doesn't come like that. When something not nice, you cannot handle. So mind training does what? You go in that room. You sit. First you do anapana, after you do motivation bodhicitta, after this finish you check, or somebody going to come and killing me, or somebody cutting my ear, somebody is killing my child, then you practice compassion. You can or not, but then you practice more and more, then one day you going to see that person, you're not going to have anger to that person when you're practicing in your room. You're going to practice more compassion, then the person going to be same, exactly the same as your parents. You could have that, how to say, you could experience that. That means when you look at inside your anger is gone. That is your measurement. Do I understand? For example, I told today this morning, I'm very short temper before. I'm very, very angry person. When I'm angry, I want to take revenge. Until I don't take revenge, I cannot sleep. I don't want to eat so much. I take revenge not in the front, I take revenge in the back. Means I try to cut their door cover, you know. In Tibetan they put big nice door cover. So I go with the scissor, I cut all door cover. Because I cannot fight, it's too big for me. So I know I'm going to lose, I cut all door cover. And sometimes I pray with a wish them to sit faster. Like that. I do this, yes. Definitely I do that. I did before. I'm not saying I'm not doing. I'm not now doing. But I've done before. So when I practice this, I make level. First I say, oh, this is my karma, that I'm having this difficulty. And number second I say, oh, Ninje, compassion. Yeah, this guy, he don't have no money to steal. Now he money to eat. Now he tried to steal for me. Or Ninje, he's unhappy. That's why he want to hurt me. Or in mind he's unhappy, saying bad things to people. Poor guy. You look at more to the compassion side. Everybody has suffering. Yes. Now number thirdly, you say, okay, I don't patient now. Practice patient now. When I should practice patient? Nobody do nothing to you, and you try to practice patient. That is not patient. Patient means something happens and you don't react. That is a patient. Patient is not something that person is doing to you. Patient, your own anger. Patient, your own revenge. Patient, your own unhappy. That is a real patient. Our patient nowadays is high rank, low rank. For example, somebody higher than you, say, do something wrong, you can be patient. No choice. Somebody lower than you do something wrong, you're going to fight back. No patience. Exactly. So that is not good again. So that's why these four things practices, I taught you only three. But the last one is, I'm going to stop a little bit and to translate, and I'm going to say. It's a little difficult, but don't think it's impossible. It's definitely possible. Okay, don't think that is impossible. When you really practice that well, I tell you, every day morning you wake up, your first thought is very happy thought. Because you don't have nothing left. No attachment, no anger, no jealousy. You have somebody to jealous. I wish to happy to you. I wish you be free from suffering. I wish you everything good for you. I want to give everything to you. So where is jealousy left now? Me, you. He looks good. I must look better than this. Then who suffer? I suffer. I cannot sleep. My high blood pressure. I need to eat medicine. High blood pressure. Then food. I cannot sleep. Not good. Mangtaso? Really?
No.
This kind of practice can be very good measurement. Measurement your own negative emotion. It's very important to every day, look at your negative emotion. Anger, jealousy, pride, desire, ignorance, stinginess. It's all you need to look yourself. You cannot find, sometimes you think, oh, I don't think so, I have anger. Sometimes you think, oh, I don't have no jealousy. Like that, you look at other people. Ah, he wears better than my shoe. That is jealous. Sometimes you sit alone, you don't find. But when you interact with the people, then you can find out your negative emotion. So, to practice this kind of thing is very helpful. When you stay in the room, every day, you focus like this. I imagine like that. First, how I practice before. When I practice compassion, karuna, yeah, karuna. When I practice compassion, I put one pillow nearby here. I close the door because our culture, men cry is not good. Women cry is okay, but men shouldn't cry. So my old friend, is nearby me. That's why I need to kick them out in his room, my monk room. I close the door. I sit in, and I keep my pillow. Then I practice compassion. Then sometimes I pinch a little bit. So I look at my loved ones, parents in suffering position. Then I wish. Then I try to suffer. Compassion means when you practice compassion. Don't all the time, you are safe, you are perfect, you are not wrong, you are a high mountain, and now you're looking down, people are suffering. That is not good compassion. When you want to practice compassion, you need to put yourself in that position. Then you can feel it. Like sometimes somebody is scolding you. Don't react right away. You put his position. How much he is tired, how much he is stressed, how much is it difficult. That's why he needs to show somebody he's angry. Then he's shouting to you. You're not going to, how to say, gain anger. You're going to gain compassion and more patience because you're looking at the his position. In a couple's life, you have husband and wife, couple's life. Or your father's parents, or brothers and sisters. These kind of things, you all the time need to put your different positions. Then you can be very close. But you look at only your side, and he look at only from his side. Then every day, dang, dang, means you fight. My way is the highway, your way is a small way, so we cannot come together. Not good. Who's unhappy? You unhappy. Both unhappy. Waste your time, waste your day. Like that. So, practicing compassion, you put your other people's position, you put that. Then I practice with pillow. And sometimes tears come, and I off light, I put pillow like this. Put in your face, huh? So you do like this many times, become a red color. Yes, and sometimes become big, so it doesn't look nice. So you put pillow like this, it's very nice. You can shout how much you can, nobody people going to hear because you have a mouth like this. Oh, really? Then you cry naturally. This pillow will just suck,
absorb.
You know. So it's a very very interesting practice. Only beginning or like that, not all the time. Then slowly you do this, then your anger goes slowly down, slowly down. So, before I'm going to say the five way of practicing, karma is my karma, patience. Compassion, and my teacher, and emptiness. This is the five steps how you practice when you have these difficulty times. It's my karma, it's okay. Or poor guy just making this problem. Yingjie is poor guy, he has problem. Or he's my teacher, he's teaching me how to be patient, he's teaching me how to be generous, he's teaching me how I should, it has too much of pressing. Ah, I'm so good. Ah, I'm pressing. Oh, I'm good. Somebody, one person could have said, painful. To teaching me not to attach to praise. Then being patient. Oh, when I don't practice now patience, then when I should practice patience? Think of patience. So last word I don't want to say now. I just want to keep a little bit. So there's a difference of loving kindness and compassion and the bodhicitta. I want to say now it's a very very simple. Now I'm evil mind going up. I say simple, I thought about it, very not simple one. Each loving kindness 3 level, compassion 3 level. Tough. And this evil mind going up. A simple way, loving kindness is a wishing. Wish to sentient beings being happy and cause of happiness. to wish to sentient being. Okay, I wish Joe to be happy and cause of happiness. Cause of happiness is very important. Just wishing happiness is not that important. Cause. The cause of happiness is very, very important. Less attachment, contentment, devotion, faith, practicing Dharma well. This kind of cause is very important. I wish Joe being happy, I wish you happy and cause of happiness. I wish you, I wish you happiness and cause of happiness. Breathe out all my happiness, cause of happiness, give to him. Compassion, I wish you to free from suffering and cause of suffering. I wish you free from suffering and cause of suffering. Then take in his suffering, his cause of suffering, everything go into me. Okay, so this is how you practice. This is the difference of loving kindness and compassion. Now bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is all mother sentient being. All mother sentient beings free from suffering, cause of suffering. Yes, but you all mother sentient being attain enlightenment like Buddha. Then I want to practice. That's called bodhicitta. You free from suffering, cause of suffering, into enlightenment. Bodhicitta, not good. One person. Bodhicitta means wherever the space pervades, all sentient beings you need to include. Then there will be called bodhicitta. So now you know the difference, huh? Very simple, huh? You know the difference? One, wishing Joe be happy and cause of happiness. Compassion, I wish Joe to be free from suffering and cause of suffering. That is different from loving kindness and compassion. So when you do this tonglen, like anapana, you're practicing both. Yes, you're giving, you're taking. You give all the wish, all the happiness, all the virtue. You're taking all the suffering and cause of suffering. But me, to visualize in near to heart center, like a ball, like a ball. You need to visualize like a ball. Everything you suck in, you need to dissolve in there. Then the ball, the eye, blast. Not my body blast, my eye, the ball blast. Then it relax. I, no eye now. Again, wherever I feel I suck, blast. That way, good, easy to slowly by slowly you reach to near to understanding of selflessness. It's going to help you.
Chirangi, love me, Baba. Simjan Thamji, Hamare Samtho Gules, love song ko. Love me, love me, Baba. Chirangi, love me.
Is now you have this practice, yeah? Karma is my karma. My teacher who is making this problem, and my teacher, my karma, my I should be practice patience and compassion. Compassion time, when you practice compassion, it's very important to practice my mother sentient beings or my loved ones. All the sentient beings is like my mother. All sentient beings like my loved ones. When you don't practice like that, then you don't have no feeling, natural feeling. I don't know you, you don't know me, so why I should care of you? So it's enough feeling. And Buddhist point of view, we become a sentient being many lifetimes. So yes, I born your child, you should born my child, we have interact. Not this lifetime, but many lifetimes ago. So that way is a very important thing like this. Now this two verse is very more difficult to practice, more painful. These two verses is more painful. The first one is my he could reach is very clear in English.
Yeah.
More painful.
So the next two in the outline says bringing the two unbearables onto the path. And this, we say unbearable because the next verse, the root verse in root verse 16, it says, even if someone for whom I have cared for as dearly as my own child perceives me as an enemy, it is the patience, it is the practice of bodhisattvas to love this one devotedly, just as a mother loves her child stricken by disease. So this is bringing ingratitude onto the path. The next verse is root verse 17. It says, bringing defamation onto the path. It says, even if a person equal to or inferior to myself defames me due to the force of pride, it is the practice of the bodhisattvas to venerate this one like the master or your teacher, in other words, like the master upon the crown of my head.
So the practice is very similar, but this one become a more painful because you have very love your own child or like child, you love, you take care. When they grow, hate you, become an enemy or scold you, say bad things. It's very hurting. So how I should practice? Here, more strong strength of compassion. You know? And you practice compassion, or like my sick child. But most important, compassion doesn't mean that you need to spoil your child. Compassion means is your motivation, the feeling, that motivation, that wish you have to child should be compassion. But method can be different methods. Can be like show like a strict or show or like advice, or you talk to them or use different kind of method to make them understand. Not mean all the time, then become more spoiled. It's not mean like that. All the time compassion need to work with pranja paramita must work with the wisdom, the clarity. You don't compassion doesn't work with wisdom, then sometimes you cannot be, how to say, compassion not that successful in your practice. So that's why here they're talking about more compassion strength, but all the time you shouldn't forget of wisdom. Number second verse is very simple, saying that lower than you. I tell you one very short story. One time when I practice compassion and loving kindness and anapana, bodhisattva anapana, yeah, when I practice that, I take one negative emotion and I try to focus to reduce. The first negative emotion I took is anger, because I'm a very angry person, yes? So I have very angry person, easy to angry, I pick that negative emotion. Then I practice almost like 1 month or 2 months, just practice compassion, and I imagine all the bad things coming, yeah? And like scolding me, bad things happening, cutting my head, cutting my hand, like this. And I practice compassion toward the food, doing this, imagination. I practice. And almost 1 month, 2 months, I don't have no anger. I thought, wow, that's good. I'm not angry. Oh, very good. I went outside, you know, generally you go out. Then one beggar begging. I told this story many times. I think some people you already hear. Beggars begging, and I give few rupees, you know, rupees, Nepali rupees, not a baht, 1 rupees, 1-2 rupees I put. Beggar look at my rupees and throw me back, saying that nowadays rupees cannot buy anything, buy more, give me more. I'm angry. Beggar beg, giving give. This is my relationship with you. Why you throw me back the money? I'm angry. Then I caught my anger. I thought I don't have no anger, but anger is only hiding. I never thought about something. I went through all. I never thought that a beggar going to throw me back the money. Beggar is lower, more vulnerable, smelly. So I'm smell better than him. Yeah, and I'm looking, and the beggar's begging like this. Like this, then he throw me back, then I'm angry. So that's why I pick my anger, then again I practice. So like this here, somebody lower than you, somebody not richer than you, not nicer than you, more less poor family, but making problem with you, lot, and your ego, then that time you need to practice more. Like as teacher. You need to practice as a patient, but like a teacher. Or it's my teacher teaching me to be patient. Don't be attached too much of yourself. Let go yourself. Then you don't have no problem. Okay. This is the teaching. You need to practice. You don't practice, then it is not good. It just stays in us. In the, how do you say? In the air. What Buddha said in the Buddha doctrine, the Dharma of doctrine. Tame your mind. That is Buddha Dharma. Do you remember? In the Dharmapada's words, I think it should be 38, I don't remember well. Don't do evil deed. Do good, virtue action. Tame your mind. That is Buddha Dharma. Why we do prostration? Taming mind. Why we offer dana? Be more generous, not stingy, less attachment. Yes? Doing offering but a lamb. Oh, I offer you lamb. Buddha doesn't mean Buddha, you don't see. That's why I offering lamb. No, I don't see. That's why I offer you lamb. Not. Some people telling me, I offer now lamb, and when I die, next lifetime I get lamb. But you should see more differently. I offer you butter lamb to give me lamb here, that I can recognize Dharma well, I can tame Dharma well, I can get a wisdom like yours. That's why I offering this. I offering smells. This smell is my smell of my shield. My how is the shield? How is it? Dombala.
My vow.
My discipline. My shield. When you have very in the pictures, they are very good shields. They have very natural smells. Very good smells. Like this, I offer you this. My shield become a smell of like that. Like this, you need to think.
Shila.
I offer you flower because I think that you like flowers. I offer you. Next time I die, I have flower in my head. It doesn't have so much of thing. Understand? You offer food. Doesn't mean Buddha, you're hungry. How am I hungry? So I offer you food. No, not like that. I want to meditate in the samadhi so I can enjoy samadhi's food without eating. That's why I want to offer the food. Like that, you need to think. You see? Like that. So now I go. I don't finish.
So the next part in the outline says bring prosperity and decline onto the path. So the first verse in verse number 18, which is to bring decline onto the path, the root verse says, even if I am deprived of a livelihood, constantly belittled by everyone, and stricken by a severe illness or demonic influence, it is the practice of bodhisattvas to take upon oneself all the suffering and evil of all beings without becoming depressed. The next one, which is bringing prosperity onto the path, verse number 19, it says, though I may be eminently acclaimed, be revered by many beings, and possess a fortune resembling Vaishyavana, it is the practice of the bodhisattvas to remain without arrogance, having seen how the glory and riches of this existence are pointless.
Jola. Samji, you can participate because Chambak things and there is a Theravada Shigrava. You can participate. Chamba ki tinge zela chogre, esa shegre. Ezo lagurebe, karuna ki.
Chamba ki tinge zela.
Maita, maita ki tinge zela chogre, esa.
Kitera
wada ki shegrebe.
Bani sam jero hama.
Okay, here now talking about my business has gone down. I don't have nothing left now. And plus, now I have very bad diseases with me. Plus, I have all the evil in my room, my house. All the ghosts, all the this Chinese ghosts like this, Western ghosts, vampire, and every ghost in my room now, my house. So, don't cut cigarette, lose your mind, Sarva. Shumba meba. How you use English? Shumba meba.
Discourage.
Oh, without you discourage, you take all the sentient beings, suffering and cause of suffering, I take. Okay? Whatever I am suffering is my karma. So I'm going to apply my practice to reduce my karma. Plus, I'm going to take all the sentient beings suffering with me. Whoever evil, whoever demon coming to me, I want to give you good wish. I want to give you my happiness, my virtue, everything to you. Metta samadhi. Practice on the demon. Demon cannot harm you. When the Buddha sit in the meditation, yes, in the Buddha Gaya, in the tree, and light come from his forehead to go to all the Mara's kingdom, and Mara kingdom shake, and the Mara king say, what happening? They say, oh, one king want to become a Buddha. Oh, God, make problem to them. And they all the Mara come, make problem. Then he sit meditation. All the Mara shooting arrows, bows, whatever they have, they shooting. And Buddha practice Metta Samadhi. Buddha didn't say, Buddha didn't do that. Buddha practice Metta. Oh, I wish you happy. I wish you cause of happy. I wish you happiness and blissful. Wish you have cause of blissful and happiness. Practice everything weapon become a flower. Exactly. We are follower of Lord Buddha. So somebody charming you or demon in your house, don't worry. You practice metta. I wish you happy. Poor guy, I think you don't have no place to stay. Now Bangkok was too big. Too many people, millions, 10 million over people inside. Now crowded, you spirit people, oh poor guy, you don't have no place. Now you come here, oh Ning Che, poor, I wish you happy, oh I wish you things. You do like that, demon not going to harm you. Demon are, honestly speaking, it's just as a mind like us. Yeah? Not going to harm you. They want to harm everything, become protected because of your loving kind, your metta samadhi is a very big protection. And I give you one short story after this translation. Story no good, huh? No good. In Tibet, they have this practice. We say chutpa. This is for practitioners. They have one stick. They carry it in bag, small bag, backpack. And they have one damaru like this, drink, drink, drink. I think you don't see before, but they have something to blow. Ding, ding, ding. They have bell, ding, ding, like that. These people go to practice in the cemetery. Okay, they need to go 100 over cemeteries. They need to go to 100 rivers, lakes, or wherever they have water. They need to go 100 big stones. They don't go daytime. Daytime anyone can go. They go nighttime. In the midnight they're going to start practice. So that name called Chirpa. Okay? They don't look nice. They look very smelly. Mostly. Like that. So they go. Many Chirpa went to one very small village. In the village they have one cemetery. A big rock on the back. Then what happened is, after the many Chirpa went inside, practitioners, they never come out from cemetery. One went, not coming out. Two went, not coming out.
Not coming back.
No coming out from the cemetery, no coming back.
And all the village scared. Then
village people, they want to know what happening. Each practitioner Chöpa go in, one day later they disappear in there. So one day, few months later, one day, one old man, Chöpa, with a beard, walk with a stick, and one mala coming. And he come, then he asked village, I hear many times they have one cemetery, no people coming back. Where is this cemetery? The village people say, don't say, he's old man, he's going to die. All the young Chöpa cannot come, this old man cannot do. Listen. One small baby say, come, you go straight. Head, you're going to find a big rock, there nearby is the cemetery. Then he went slowly in. And that night, he stayed in the back, showing their back to the big rock. Then he practiced drink. They call, honestly, they call spirits. All the ghosts, all the hungry ghosts, all the demon in the places, everywhere, say, come, I want to give you food. Usually we say, we pray, Buddha, kick out demon. But this practice, they say, no, I want to give you, come. You know, he called. Then he can hear, once, very far, once something really huge coming. Like that, you know. He saw nearby. He saw one big body. Everywhere is mouth. Stomach, mouth, everywhere is mouth, full of mouth. It opens. Give me. And the practitioner, he give his body, imagination. He give his body, put in the mouth. Give me. How much he give? Not fully, no full.
Not satisfied.
Then the hand come. The demon. And it, how you say this English? Choke. Slowly choking. So how much he visualize, cannot do. He pray Buddha, not happy. What to do? Then he practice metta. This poor guy, this spirit. Which kind of person becomes this kind of spirit? How much I give, never fulfill, never satisfy. He, 2 tears come. Touch to his demon's hand. In demon release. I don't have that. He release. Then he become a student of him. Then master build small, you know, stone round. And master say, you cannot go out and harm. But any animal come in your stone round, then you can kill. Then the religious says, like sheep, you know, sheep sometimes go in the stone, they don't come out, they die in the day. Sometimes bird fly, they go in the stone, they fall down. Like that. That's why metta is a very, very strong. This is the meaning. Not good, huh? I think when really spirit come, we cannot practice metta, we run. We can talk, huh? We can talk nicely, you can hear nicely. When spirit comes, come. One bad chöpa, no good chöpa, no good place, egg good chöpa. One village people, they want to make him scared. So one village man take his old clothes, put one white color, you know this Thai, you have this clay bowl, big bowl, make 2 holes, he wear, and he near to the some bush, and he say, hey, he go, you know, shake, he really scared. Hey, he jump out, you know, the person, this fake Chöpa throw everything and run away. That is how bad they are. There are many like this. Tibet people, they no easy to believe. Like Thai, you any bhikshu go, oh very good. In Tibet, any bhikshu go, good or not good? Not good, no respect. Good, okay, like that. Very, very difficult mind, not like Thai. One time there one nun, nun tent, you know, Bhikshuni tent. And people that like to tease, you know, Bhikshuni. One day the small tent, then one village man went naked, put all cloth, gown, in the winter in Tibet, went slowly, no light. And one old bikini, mala, something like this, like mantra, put in the table, he can't move. We say ching, ching, ching means bind, the bind mantra. So she ching, she did that, and he can't move. And she leave it like this for whole night, in the winter, in Tibet. And early morning, wake up, other young nun say, I think it's not a ghost, I think it's a...
it's a man.
It's a man. What? It's a man. Check it out, it's mala. That is a... real, but is a not good village man. It's just a story, eh?
No essence.
Mm-hmm. So there we have two lines, yeah? The first one is when I'm very bad, I talk about the demon story. Second one is now I become very rich, everybody respect me, everybody, praise me. Everybody is putting their head to me down. I am like a very rich person. But honestly speaking, when I look at the richness, the wealth, the fame, the respect, everything is essenceless or pointless. It's impermanent. One day going to change. So why attach to that? This is the one practice. Second practice is, whatever I have wealth, whatever I have name, because I have this wealth and name, I have virtue action I done in the past, that I, right now I have this wealth and the name and the fame. So I give my wealth, my fame, my name, my happiness, cause of happiness, everything to all sentient beings. That way you're going to be less attached to the fame, name, respect and the wealth. That is how Bodhisattva practice. Okay, so after it has finished, is a break time. Please go. Okay, now break.